This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves.
Give us more authority and more ability.
All of this talk about rules, we make them up as we go along.
A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use force and coercion to achieve its purpose.
Put the legislation together to control the people.
We go to the gate's closed, we'll go over the fence is too high, we'll pole vault in. If that doesn't work, we'll parachute in, but we're going to get health care reform passed.
They also knew, those founding fathers, that outside of its legitimate functions, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the economy.
There needs to be a focus on an immediate increase in spending.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
The more the plans fail, the more the planners plan.
You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer, yes, I'm telling you.
We have so many people who can't see a fat man standing beside a thin one without coming to the conclusion the fat man got that way by taking advantage of the thin one.
I think there are a lot of very rich people out there whom we can tax at a point down the road and recover some of this money.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
They'll be crying out for public options.
It's the cost, I think, of having the kind of America that we want to have.
Our natural, unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment.
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages?
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Those voices don't speak for the rest of us. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth.
There have been times where America's shown arrogance.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Amen. I'll tell you, Ronald Reagan's warning never truer than today, and here we are. So many voices, Scott, speaking for us because we're not saying anything back. I mean, even when some of these comments are made, you can kind of hear people, you know, laughing like they just, it's so incredulous. They can't believe that, you know, somebody like Joe Biden would say what he said, or even Nancy Pelosi, oh, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. I mean, how ridiculous. But this is the 21st century America that we live in today, right?
That was the TPP that she was talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
A trade policy, right. Which should be something that people care a lot about. Another thing in there that he says that was pretty profound to me was the, you know, we see a fat man standing next to a skinny man, and we assume that the fat man took advantage of the skinny man to get that way. And that's another thing that's very, that is very prevalent today. You have a whole, it's a whole youth movement that thinks that somehow that the rich people have been cheating them, and that we're in this situation because of what the rich people did. And it's just a very weird thing for me, especially because we are our government makes the most money in the world off of taxes. No other government has more money to play with than our government, and they get that money from us, and then they keep saying that they need more and more and more. Well, you're already getting the most.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
So why not balance your budget and spend the most more efficiently?
Yeah. Shane, you had a comment?
Oh, I was just saying a great point by Scott there.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is that, you know, we're giving, you know, we're turning over all this money. I mean, we're, you know, our GDP, $19 trillion. And, you know, I don't think America has participated in being able to, well, they have, but passively, but they need to actively participate and say, what type of government should we have? I mean, even to the point that the president says, hey, look, at, you know, we're, you know, hey, everyday America is getting a big windfall here with the price of oil being down. So, hey, what's 10 bucks a gallon, you know, a barrel, you know, just to help the cause for green energy? Like, we're getting return on investment already, right? 4 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I got to tell you, I'm encouraged when I hear that 7 out of 10 of Americans say that this country is on the wrong track. I said, good information. I mean, good observation here, but what are we going to do about it? And what does the right track look like, especially when you have a guy like Bernie Sanders gaining so much traction? And as I realize, I go, well, the Democrats have really kind of created their own monster here that's eating their party from the inside out. Because, you know, even as Julianne said, you know, she was talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but even Hillary Clinton couldn't define the difference between a Democrat and a socialist. And it wasn't like, you know, this was kind of an out of the blue question, maybe a little bit for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but even still, I mean, you're the head of the DNC and you've got somebody, you know, gaining traction here within your party, you know, like hitting double digit numbers, and you got to say, wait a minute, there's something happening here. I mean, you know, is their head so far in the sand that they couldn't see this kind of movement happening within their party? I don't know. And then later on, you know, Chris Matthews asked Hillary Clinton, the presidential candidate, hey, what's the difference? And she was tied up in knots. So somehow the party's got to figure out if there's going to be any way for them, because this question is going to continue to come up, whether it's in the primaries, but certainly I'll guarantee you in the general election. And when you hear that soundtrack, like what we just heard with Ronald Reagan, you know, compared to what is happening, the warnings that he echoed back in the 80s, not that long ago, really, when you think about it. But that's the nature of the progressive movement. It keeps progressing. And people, some people think, oh, it's only been the last 50 years. I tell you, as one of our conversations last week brought to light, is that the progressive movement, as far as I'm concerned, really became, you know, came about in earnest and got credibility after Darwin's Species of Man. Because we could take God out of the picture. We take God out of the picture, then man, you know, then man becomes the higher idea and the higher calling. And it has been a progressive movement since then. And, you know, to tell us more about what's going on with liberalism, and even though you'll hear, you know, the soundtrack, like what we just heard from Ronald Reagan in that comparative, you know, Larry Pratt, our next guest, says liberalism still stands for the death of common sense. And when you hear the comparative of the two, you can understand more of what Larry's referring to. Larry, of course, the executive director of Gun Owners of America for 30 years. Larry Pratt, welcome to Bill Martinez. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Good morning, sir. Good to be with you.
Hey, good to have you along with us. So, you know, as we were stating, you know, this whole liberal thought, it's like you have to throw your brains out the door, so to speak, to embrace some of these ridiculous ideals. I say because you know, being a constitutionalist and thinking that our founding fathers had it right, that it is not elastic like our president would like us to indicate. Because
you mean hope and change has not worked out for you?
I'm sorry. Yes, me and about 99% of the rest of America, those that are willing to see it.
Well, there is a 1%, but it's the crony capitalists that are first in line for the goody handout from the current administration.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there's no question that people have been rewarded greatly. And the thing is that I found quite ironic, Larry, and I don't know, this is all kind of a game, is the very people that get rewarded so much, these crony capitalists and that, are the ones that Hillary Clinton attacks and the rest of the Democrats attack, and they probably just go, oh, those kidders, you know, they're just doing their
deal. I think there's a wink-wink going on.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, talk about the ultimate quid pro quo, right?
And after the latest smack at crony capitalists, they probably pick up the phone and say, okay, would you wire some more money to the account at this number?
Exactly. Yeah, just keep those cards and letters coming in, you know, because, hey, you know, because I have to give the populist message. You understand that. I mean, if we're going to have another 4 years of the money coming in, what do you care? What do you care what I say to get there? Because once I get there, you know, things just keep rolling along, right?
It doesn't seem to faze them one bit. They do things like that, and they're really kind of shameless. And, of course, they know that the media is not going to hold them accountable. I am just in amazement that Hillary Clinton has chosen as one of her, quote-unquote, populist messages to go after gun owners. Mm-hmm. And she's actually talking about confiscating guns. She said, well, yeah, I think the Australian model for gun legislation is the way to go. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All semi-automatic firearms, pistols, shotguns, rifles, were confiscated by the Australian government.
And even what was the net result?
Crime had already begun to fall. The crime rate, violent crime rate, had already begun to fall 2 or 3 years before they enacted their confiscation legislation. They took credit for another year or two of decline in violent crime rate, a trend that didn't have anything to do with their legislation.
Right. Well, you got to take advantage of those things, Larry. Come on, let's be fair. Hey, let's talk about this bill that's titled the Equal Justice for Victims of Gun Violence Act. You know, I love progressives. I love Democrats because they have a way of framing these bills in such a way that tell you just the opposite. It's like, you know, being pro-life, pro-choice. You know, it's just you're anti-life is what you are. But it sounds good, though.
And if they were truly in favor of helping people who had been victims of what they call gun violence, they would then say, well, we've got to get rid of the zones that have accounted for all of the public massacres, save two since 1950, gun-free zones. And in particular, those are schools. But they never talk about that. Oh, no, that would be too much justice. There wouldn't be enough victims to cry over, perhaps. There wouldn't be those horrible spectacles of bodies at schools of little children. Because that really is something the liberals have to take ownership of. We've tried to get rid of that law, and they keep telling us, oh, no, we can't have guns at school. Really? Well, then how come the bad guys keep getting guns there? Why
exactly.
Is it that nobody is able to resist? And when, on occasion, people, even in gun-free zones, quote-unquote, have had guns, like a guy outside of Clackamas Mall in Oregon,
yes,
about 3-4 years ago, he stopped a mass murder. The guy saw him coming when the concealed carrier pulled his gun and to his credit, ran toward the sound of the crime. The dirtbag committed suicide. And a doctor at, a gun-free zone at a hospital in Darby, Pennsylvania, a government hospital, was standing near a fellow working with a patient that was shot and killed by the patient. Mm-hmm. And the patient then shot and wounded the doctor, but by now the doctor had his gun out and he killed this patient who was evidently on a tear and interested in killing as many people at that terrible hospital that he hated so bad.
Exactly.
Well, Larry, I mean, all this faulty thinking continues, and even with the president here recently speaking at a mosque, giving so much latitude for radical Muslims, but he won't seem to extend that courtesy to gun owners. I his logic only goes to a point, doesn't it?
Oh, as you know, Islam has done so much in the history of America.
Well,
the president said so.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like, let's go back to Tripoli. Remember that's in the Marine hymn.
Yes.
What was going on in Tripoli?
Exactly. Well, there's certainly enough evidence there, but if we're going to believe the wrong person and the wrong narrative, then we find ourselves in the 21st century America that we're in.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
Martinez live. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I think they get the picture here, okay? A little Jersey Boys music here to warm us up this morning. How you doing? It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez, and with us right now is Jennifer Burke. Jennifer is the co-founder of Politistic and editor-in-chief. She graduated from Texas A&M University and certified teacher with 12 years experience in the classroom. I sat around watching Super Bowl 50 last night. Her three dogs chose the winner. Everybody's happy, right?
I'm ecstatic that Peyton Manning won. Now I hope he retires and goes out on top.
Yeah, I think so. Well, he may follow the lead. You know, some were saying, you know, it's always interesting, you know, when you look into the nuance of the game, the before the game, after the game, you know, whether, you know, Cam Newton was upset, walks off stage, he's wearing a hoodie, they're seeing all kinds of stuff. You know, Doritos has the commercial and, in with the sonogram and the guy bringing in a bag of Doritos, I know it's hysterical, but of course you got to offend somebody today. You know, it's just the way we live here in America. You know.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, but I think I'm with you. This is a perfect time for him to ride off in the sunset and follow the lead of his boss John Elway, who did the same thing.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, why not?
Exactly. You know, they went in 6.5 points underdogs, and I'm just absolutely thrilled, especially given Cam's behavior after the game.
Exactly. Well, again, you know, I was talking with Julianne Thompson about it, and she was concerned about her son. I said, well, the thing is, we can always learn from good and bad. Even when bad behavior is out there, you can tell your children, see, if that was you, what do you think? What kind of message does that put out? It becomes a teaching mm-hmm. moment there. And I think for Cam Newton, Cam is I think he's a great young man. I think he'll get through this. Yes, it had to be very frustrating, not only for him, but I mean, you saw tears from grown men, you know, on the side of Carolina, and you understand what they put into the game. It's not just because they have to go home and tell their wives, you know, that extra bonus, that winning bonus that you thought you were going to be able to spend. It's not happening, honey. I'm sorry, you know. So it's deeper. It's deeper than that. But you know, those that play the game, you know, as you know, as Peyton Manning said, gosh, you know, he's lived a life to play a kid's game, you know, and
right.
Here it is. And at 40, I mean, he's going to be 40 next month, you know, so this will be a good time for him to go out. So hopefully that's the case. I'm with you on that one. A lot of controversy over this Ben Carson dropout rumor deal. And you had an interesting perspective in terms of who was really responsible. I mean, the media and others seem to really focus on Ted Cruz, but you're saying not so, you saw Marco Rubio in the middle of this.
Yeah, people in Marco Rubio's campaign were also in the middle of this. Now, you know, what it boils down to initially was a horribly worded statement on the part of the Ben Carson campaign. And this isn't the first time, you know, someone in his campaign did something that actually hurt him. Last fall, people gave an interview, top people in his campaign, talking about how weak he was on national security. And that kind of started his downward spiral. But they released a statement saying that Carson was not continuing on to New Hampshire, which every other candidate would go to New Hampshire immediately after the Iowa caucus, that he was going home to Florida and then going to D.C. for the prayer breakfast. And it was like, I mean, who does that when you're running for president? I mean, exactly. Everyone is jockeying for a top position in Iowa and New Hampshire, since those are the first two things. Mm-hmm. So people in the Cruz campaign disseminated the CNN story and said, hey, CNN's reporting this. Well, you know, the media, you can't call Ted Cruz stupid because he's not. He's probably one of the most brilliant people walking the earth right now. And so they're attacking his integrity. And it's like they're kind of trying to go along with the narrative that Donald Trump has said, you know, accusing Ted of being a nasty guy. Mm-hmm. And just accusing him of playing dirty tricks for sharing a story from CNN. And then in the mix of this all, as I've watched report after report just attacking Ted Cruz on this, I see a tweet in a story from an avid Marco Rubio supporter saying that the Rubio campaign is pushing the narrative hard that Carson is dropping out, obviously looking to pick up votes from Carson, hashtag IA caucus. IA caucus was the top trending Iowa caucus hashtag on Twitter. So Marco Rubio, where I wrote the story, that in of itself wasn't the story. But I saw him on Fox News saying that you would never catch him telling lies about another candidate to try to win votes. And this is after he said he would never personally attack another candidate, but that's a whole other story. And I thought back to that tweet. And within 1 minute of me finding, I already had the screenshot, but of me finding the link to the tweet was taken down.
Mm.
And so I'm like, okay, I don't know if Marco Rubio's campaign was aware of that tweet and asked him to take it down. If the young man who tweeted it saw Marco Rubio on Fox, thought back to his tweet and took it down, but the timeline is suspicious. And since then, I mean, once this story was mentioned on Rush Limbaugh and tweeted out by Mark Levin, the traffic to it was just crazy. And I had tons of people sending me other tweets by Marco Rubio supporters pushing the same narrative. Mm-hmm. And so I've said, you know, would it have been horrible for Rubio to say, you know, I myself had no direct knowledge of anything like this happening, but it's obvious to me and looking what was going on, some of my supporters were spreading that narrative and it was wrong. I mean,
yeah,
just
that, I mean, that would have been,
honesty would have been yes. refreshing from him.
Exactly. And I agree with you. And once again, it's interesting that CNN, inserts themselves. I mean, you know, they did it with Candy Crowley, Barack Obama and Romney, as you'll recall. And now here they are, you know, doing this and playing this out. I mean, it's like, what are you doing here? You're no longer a news network. You're just a rumor mill. I mean, you're like,
right.
Now you've become like the National Enquirer, or somebody referred to CNN as the Clinton News Network.
Right. And now they're trying to attack Ted Cruz, saying that he's lying about their reporting, that they only said he was going to freshen up or something. That's not what they said. They went on and on about it, even on their broadcast.
Exactly.
About the impact and the meaning of all this. So they're still lying in an attempt to tear down Ted Cruz, you know, in large part because he's a, you know, constitutional Christian conservative, not ashamed or afraid to let either one of those show. And I guess they feel like they have to try to attack his integrity, and so they're spinning their story to try to make him look bad and then look good.
Well, no question. I mean, their guns are on a turret, and they're swinging, and who's ever on top. And, of course, right now, because the order of the day is anytime you can go after a Christian, you know, those are good bullets to expend, you know. So you go after them, and, oh, yeah, by the way, happens to be, you know, he comes out of Iowa number one. He's increasing momentum in New Hampshire, although we'll have to see how that plays out. But, you know, at this point, it looks like it's going to be, you know, Trump, and, you know, we'll figure out whether it's Rubio Cruz or Cruz Rubio, right?
Right, right. That'll be interesting to see, because actually Trump is also, he's dropped in the national media polls over the last week. And I know he's way, 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 way far ahead in New Hampshire. But, you know, Trump campaigning style has been very different than everyone else. It's like he needs the large auditoriums to feed his ego. And so instead of going and shaking hands and kissing babies and going to coffee shops and, you know, restaurants and American Legion halls and things like that, he just holds these big rallies. And although he came in second in Iowa, had he campaigned differently, would he have come in first? As 13 polls anticipated that he would, but he does not have a ground game, even on par with John Kasich and Chris Christie in New Hampshire.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing that's surprising, because you say, well, okay, is this purposeful? Is he, you know, he's kicking the goats, because, you know, history, empirical evidence will tell you that you need to have a retail game, a retail approach to campaigning. And in certain markets, most more so than others, certainly Iowa the case, and New Hampshire also. The people like that up close and personal kind of contact, that hand-to-hand combat. And if you're going to reluctantly and stubbornly say, hey, I'm not going to play it that way, I'm Donald Trump and I can do what I want to do, well, then it's going to be reflected in the polling and the results, no doubt, right?
Right, right. So we'll see. What I'm looking forward to seeing is if he shows up to the March 3rd debate where Megyn Kelly is going to moderate.
Exactly. Well, we'll all keep eyes on that, no doubt. Jennifer Burke on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jennifer. It's 28 after.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens.
With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. MartinezLive.com.
Hey, have I said lately that I appreciate you coming along and demonstrating your enthusiasm, sharing the good word about Bill Martinez Live? Well, I want to say thank you. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're here faithfully Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern Time, and it is important. I say important to the cause of getting this country back on track, that we stand united. You know, forget the hyphens, okay? We are the United States of America, and we got to do this together, all hands on deck, if we're going to get this country back on track. Dr. Tom Borelli is with us, contributor with Conservative Review, an authority on energy policy and crony capitalism. He frequently comments on political issues from a conservative grassroots perspective, and it's always good to have his perspective here to kind of sober us up into reality a little bit. Hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, thanks so much for having me back.
Hey, always good to have you here. Before we get into the EPA's climate change, I wanted to get your perspective on President Obama's recent announcement that, you know, here we are, gas at an all-time low, well, I guess an all-time low in recent history for us, and they just can't help themselves. They just cannot allow America to have money in their pocket, and they're saying, hey, what's 10 bucks, man? You know, let's just add 10 bucks to the barrel, and we'll cover all this green job investments and these this green research investment that has been paying off so well for us in the last decade, because our return on investment has just been so awesome that it's worthy of a $10 investment.
Yeah, and Bill, this is just simply another outrageous strategy from President Obama, because at the end of the day, what he's really doing is he's going to be passing on higher fuel costs to low-income and middle-income Americans who are already suffering under stagnant wages. So then his command to control energy policy can really give a payback to his green energy donors. I mean, exactly. This is another example of President Obama really, really going way out there on the left world. And it really just harms everyday people. And that's the message we have to get out, is that a policy like this, he's trying to be cute and saying he's taxing oil companies. Well, what do? They're just going to pass the cost on. And they put this in perspective. Right now, oil's like $30 a barrel. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a $10. A tax on top of that to boost it to 40. That's a huge percent increase.
Right. And of course, the oil companies will take advantage of that, and they'll say, hey, look, we had to, you know, raise the rate not only to cover that $10 basically tax, and we got to cover that. And then, of course, you know, just because we're increasing price, we got to get our little percentage on top of it. So it's not just the $10. It's plus.
Oh, absolutely. And again, at the end of the day, who's going to pay for this?
Yes.
It's the people right now who are benefiting from low gasoline prices, but Obama wants to take that away. And remember, he has war on coal, and he's bankrupted a number of coal companies, and electricity prices are projected to really go high or skyrocket, as he promised before he was elected.
Well, everything about the free market system that we enjoy, Tom, is return on investment. You know, you invest money, you get return. You invest, you return. This has been the backbone of our capitalistic system. It's what makes our world go round. And then you have this theoretical and a theoretician who comes into play, who is a, you know, come on, let's get real here. He's not a commander-in-chief. He is not a chief executive officer, never had the job, and all of a sudden now we thrust him in the number one CEO position on the planet. I mean, this is on us. This is our fault. We have no one to blame but ourselves for giving the man the keys to the car and giving him this job. And this is what he does to us. But it's like, America, can you not see this? I mean, do you think this is so benign just to add $10? Because, you know, with the government, anything you giveth, they never taketh away.
Well, hey, look, it's more central government, it's more command and control. So what happens? That money, I don't know, was it $300 billion? I'm not sure of the exact number of the tax. That's going to go where? It's going to go to Washington, and then Washington's going to play God and dole it out to selected industries. We've played this game before. We've seen this movie. It ends badly. Remember Solyndra. Remember Fisker Automotive. Obama has already tried command and control to boost renewable energy in vehicles and solar and wind, and it has failed. And yet he's doubling it down again on stupid.
Well, and exactly to your point. I mean, and I know when some people hear stupid in the same sentence as our president, it may be a little irritating to them. But, you know, hey, let's figure this out here. I mean, this is a guy who's a college graduate, supposedly knows what he's doing here. He makes a deal with Solyndra, for example, takes our money, gives it to Solyndra, right, and is buttressing up their effort, which eventually they go bankrupt. Thank you very much, because by at the same time, they're making a deal with the Chinese to come in and invade the market and undersell our investment. Where in America, in any other free enterprise system, would you shoot yourself in the foot, but only in our government? And people are not connecting the dots on this, Tom. This is so loud and clear to me, and so clear-cut. And they go, okay, fine, we'll just give another 4 years, and, oh, yeah, let's just keep on electing the same people that think the same way, or maybe even more so.
Or even worse with Bernie Sanders' case.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, how does that...
Hillary Clinton.
And of course, Hillary's going, I mean, it's almost like the Bernie Madoff proposition. Why are you giving me a bad time? Look at what the government does. I'm just doing this little Clinton Foundation thing over here. You know, I'm just moving the chess pieces around there, and you didn't say anything to them, so why are you giving me a bad time? I'm just a little guy. It's almost, you know, we talked with Dinesh D'Souza a couple of weeks ago, and with his experience being in detention for eight months, because of his situation, you know, a $20,000 deal, kind of a straw pass-on violation, and he admits he did wrong, and went to the court and threw himself on the mercy of the court. But, man, they went after him big time while they ignored other Democratic donors that gave away, you know, five, you know, six, seven times more of the money and were more nefarious than him. But the bottom line is that when he was with all these people that were incarcerated, they said, well, you know, hey, you're Dinesh D'Souza. You're probably going to be in some sort of, you know, special executive type of clink or detention. Well, he's there with all these murders and rapists and whatever. And what he was able to discern was not that they didn't think they were guilty. It was just that they saw themselves as being a small fry. Why are you coming after me when there's other people doing worse than me and I just happen to get caught?
Yeah, Bill, you had a really important point. I think, you know, a lot of people just feel the whole system is rigged from the inner city to, you know, middle America. The whole system is rigged. And when you look at Hillary Clinton, it's a prime example of rigged. Or even President Obama is rigged. They're able, going back to the oil tax, they want to take money from hardworking Americans and reverse wealth transfer and give it to green energy companies, probably many of which have donated to the Democratic Party, if not to Hillary and President Obama.
Exactly, without a doubt. Yeah.
And as you said, this is in plain sight, and thank you for being on the air and having me on the air so we can discuss these issues to really educate Americans so they could step up. Yeah.
We need to discuss these disgusting issues. That's what it is, Tom, I'll tell you. Hey, let's talk. We got about a minute and a half here on the Flint water crisis. You know, update our audience. What's going on here?
Well, you know, this is another example of the complete failure of government from the local level, the state level, and the national level. And what's most interesting is the Environmental Protection Agency would usually love an opportunity to jump into a local issue to prove that they're needed. Yet for some reason, the regional administrator of EPA 5 was out there promoting climate change. So they really, in their priorities, water wasn't that important, even though it was led and adversely affecting children, but instead they wanted to promote climate change.
Well, you know, there they go. I mean, you got to hand it to them. You know, as Ronald Reagan says, you know, the one thing about progressives, they keep staying progressive because we open the door to it. You know, Tom, you've heard me say that sometimes we can be so open-minded that our brains fall out. Well, America, you got to seal things up a little bit. You know, we don't need to be this accommodating to this kind of craziness, right?
Absolutely. Connect dots here, please.
Hey, we need you. We need everybody on deck, all hands on deck here, if we're going to get this country back on track and right the ship. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tom Borelli, contributor with Conservative Review, an authority on energy policy, crony capitalism, and frequently commenting on political issues from a conservative grassroots perspective. Dr. Tom, thank you so much. 19 before the top of the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, don't you feel a little bit of that frustration there, you know, that people are telling us that we can't handle the truth? They're just going to keep us in the dark, you know, and the manure just keeps on piling on. But, hey, look, if you don't insist on the truth, you'll never get it. And this has been the problem with modern-day America. For too many decades, we just said, okay, we'll just go along to get along. And this is the kind of America you get when you do that sort of thing. Okay, case in point, let's connect the dots, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Bob Walaszewski is with us. Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department. Robert, hometown boy from Colorado, your team won. Were you wearing a home jersey or away jersey last night?
You know, I was actually rooting for the Broncos. Now, some of our listeners would go, of course he's rooting for the Broncos. He's from Colorado. But they need to know that when Elway dismissed Tim Tebow a couple years ago, I struggled with bitterness and unforgiveness, and I went through a time, forget the bitterness and unforgiveness part, but I went through a time like, I don't really care. Yeah. You know, I was a lifelong Broncos fan, then I didn't care. But this year, I just have to think Peyton Manning is a classy guy. I wanted him to go out well. And so I was rooting. And when the game was over, I was a happy camper.
Well, exactly. Well, speaking of Tim, that's been my deal. I mean, to me, it remains a mystery why Tim Tebow is not in the NFL someplace. I mean, you know, you're looking at people, and I'm sure he probably looks at the way Johnny Manziel is unraveling right now, and yeah, we need to pray for him. I mean, that poor kid, even to the point his father is saying, hey, he needs help. We need intervention here. Maybe what he needs is the Denver defense to come around him and, you know, and really huddle up real close to him and get some sense into him, because you see the future of this young man, and Tim Tebow's watching this and going, I mean, you got it all, buddy. I mean, you got everything going for you, but because I'm a Christian and I acknowledge Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, they don't like me.
Yeah, I always thought the Jackson Jaguars, you know, they're struggling to get people in seats anyways, mm-hmm, even if and Tebow went to college there.
Right.
So even if Tim didn't have an A-plus year, I guarantee you they would sell more tickets. And isn't football really, when you boil it down, isn't it about money and putting people in seats and
exactly
selling jerseys? and selling popcorn and hot dogs. And he would do that. And for some reason, and I think his faith is part of that component, they have looked the other way, and right. and they could use somebody like Tebow, in my opinion.
Well, it's no question. It is a consumer-oriented business. If you think not, why would they dedicate 30 minutes to a halftime show that needs to be revamped?
Yeah. Well, for one thing, you couldn't hear it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I was going, you know, I kept asking my wife, I go, what are they saying? What song? I mean, except for Bruno Mars, I didn't recognize anything that Coldplay sang or that the words, I couldn't follow Beyonce. The words. Beyonce the same way.
And we were lucky we couldn't hear Beyonce, you know. But with Coldplay, I mean, they've been one of those kind of light, you know, not spiritual light, but they've been a more positive force in the music world, and I applaud, you know, Chris Martin and Coldplay for doing that. Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars and Beyonce, they were able to throttle back enough, a little bit of suggestive lyrics, but there was nothing really bad. But both of them, if fans of last night or people that were exposed say, I've got to go get the music, these folks are talented, mm-hmm. They are apt to get some pretty raunchy, pretty racy stuff, because both Beyonce and Bruno Mars have their quota of racy stuff. Right. Didn't do it yesterday, thank goodness, but they definitely have it.
Well, speaking of which, Beyonce's getting kickback on her video. Not good. I don't know if you've had a chance to see this, but it takes a shot at the police and you know, law enforcement, and the innuendo suggestions in the video. There's outrage already hitting this morning. So, and that is part of the problem, you know, like you say, with something as big and epic like the Super Bowl, with what, 112 million people at the end of the day, plus when they end up counting all the numbers. It is huge. I mean, you know, 45, maybe almost 50% of TV watchers looking on, and you have an opportunity to accelerate your career, accelerate product sales, and boy, it's when you produce a video that's divisive as this video that she produced, I don't think it's going to serve her well.
Yeah, and yesterday when we were watching, my wife rarely watches football, but she did for, you know, as a lot of women who aren't into football did. She watched a lot of it with me. She was watching the halftime and watching those dancers with Beyonce. Mm-hmm. She said to me, she said, "Hun, would you be proud if our daughter was one of those dancers?" Mm-hmm. And I knew exactly where she was going with that. And the obvious answer was, I would be so embarrassed, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of America would be happy and proud if their daughter was doing that. But, you know, it wasn't the worst of the worst, but it was very, in my opinion, sensual and mm-hmm. selling. And I thought women should really actually be a little bit outraged over it, yeah. because, once again, we boiled down the value of femaleness to sensuality in that video. I think that's kind of one of the messages they were sending. And I think that's really troublesome, especially for younger girls.
Well, thank God for the sobriety of one Lady Gaga, huh?
You know, when she did the, you know, Star Spangled Banner, she's got an incredible voice and she nailed it. But once again, if people saw, oh, this gal is talented, I got to go buy her music, you know, they're going to get Born This Way and then a lot of sleazy stuff that she's done as well. So
right. Yeah, but wow, I mean, it's her performance, you know, I kept thinking Whitney Houston, you know, in terms of, you know, that pathos and that emotion. She knows how to sell a lyric, and, you know, and I say sell it, and sometimes people think that that sounds rather cheap in that, but, you know, whether she believes it in her heart or not, but it came across. It was very touching.
It did.
Yeah,
I agree
really
with
liked
you.
It. Yeah, good job. And then, of course, you know, I'm sure your wife liked the commercials. How about the Doritos commercial, huh?
Well, the one with the baby, you know,
the
that was a chuckle. But there really, in my opinion, I don't sound so negative today, mm-hmm. but I just didn't feel like there was the quality of the commercials as we've had in the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, the sheep singing. It's kind of like, okay. You know, maybe a slight smile, but it wasn't great. The little wiener dogs with the hot dogs running to the mustard and ketchup, you know, it was like, okay, it was kind of okay, but it wasn't just, You know, actually, one of my favorite commercials was Helen Mirren.
Yes, exactly. Wasn't that great?
It was. You know, saying if you drive drunk, you're a complete idiot out there.
Yes,
you know.
Right.
And I thought, boy, there's a lot of men and women in America right now who are little tipsy and they're ready to drive, and hopefully they just got the message from her that I don't want to be an idiot.
Yeah, maybe she stopped them a little bit. Yeah, you're right, and here they are, Bob. I know that you could appreciate this. You know, $5 million for a 30-second Super Bowl ad, usually production values, you know, they're a million plus to produce an ad. In some cases, like if you remember the old Apple commercial, the Lemming spot, you know, they just ran it just for the Super Bowl, and then they shelved it, you know, after that. So in many cases, that is the case. It doesn't necessarily, which I thought was always kind of odd, because I think, you know, for that kind of that kind of audience size and everything, you'd want to keep the campaign going. So I was surprised when they, you know, cut things and they just use it just as a showcase and one and done kind of deal. That's a lot of money to put into these commercials.
Colgate ran the same kind, spent the same kind of money to tell us not to waste water, which actually, in my opinion, was nowhere near as powerful as don't drink and drive, you know.
Right. Without a doubt. Well, let's talk a couple of movies. The Choice and Hail Caesar. Hail Caesar, number one. The Pandas, Hail Caesar was number two. Pandas
number two.
Came in number one, right?
Yeah, and so 2 weeks in a row, Kung Fu Panda, it almost doubled Hail Caesar. Mm-hmm. I think they say this is the lowest Coen Brothers weekend release numbers with 11 million. I think they're going to be a bit disappointed on that one. You know what? Surprisingly, there were some really solid theological discussions in that film. We gave it a 3.5 out of 5, which is a pretty doggone good score, which isn't to say entertainment value. I thought it was the most entertaining film, but there was just a couple theological moments that I thought I could, over a cup of coffee, would certainly be worth discussing. Interesting film for some people. You may want to check out our longer review. Choice, however, Nicholas Sparks' newest book brought to a movie. Probably not going to surprise our listeners to know that, you know, it's so much by formula. There's always a sensual scene that it's not always. I mean, they didn't. A Walk to Remember did not have that, but. Most recently, he adds that in there, and this had some disappointing ones. We gave it a 2.5 out of 5, so not the biggest fan of The Choice. Our choice would be not to make that choice.
Right, exactly. So Kung Fu, good for the family. I mean, total gross, about $69 million, doing pretty good there. And, you know, number one again at the box office, Hail Caesar, you know, worth some conversation and worth seeing. And maybe it'll open up some needed dialogue. Huh? What do you think?
Yeah, definitely, I think so. I mean, I don't know, how much time do we have? Probably
about 30 seconds.
Okay, well, there's a conversation in the movie where a Jewish rabbi, a Catholic priest, an Anglican priest, in the context of the film, are discussing whether there's a film within a film, whether the film Hail Caesar is theologically accurate. And the Catholic priest just nails it theologically when he talks about Jesus.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it at that. Bob Walaszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. Robert, thank you so much. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition. Not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's deadly recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.